The last election brought into sharp focus the plight of men who feel they've been left behind in a new global economy.
More than a fifth of American men are unemployed, but there are many service sector jobs that go unfilled. Recent studies show that higher growth occupations are now mostly filled by women, while men seem to avoid a lot of those jobs. Jeanette Dill joins us now. She's a sociologist at the University of Akron. Jeanette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
When we look at unemployment in this country, are we seeing different paths lately for men and for women?
We are, especially for workers who don't have a college degree. If we're looking at jobs for workers who might have some training after high school or an associate's degree, we're really seeing divergent pathways for men and for women. There's a lot of growth in jobs that are dominated by women, particularly in the healthcare sector, jobs like nursing assistants or personal care aides, home health aides, those kinds of jobs. And we're seeing a decline in the availability of jobs in the manufacturing sector, in production jobs, which have traditionally been filled by men.
And I don't want to paint a cliche here, but in the election campaign and beyond, we've seen the idea of this high school education, maybe a little more. I had a good paying factory job. That's less of a reality. The factory is gone. And the options left for them pay substantially less. What happens to those men now?
That is a really difficult question. Because the kinds of jobs we're seeing a lot of growth in are generally jobs that men are not interested in taking. So we talked about how we have a lot of growth in these sort of low-level healthcare jobs. These jobs don't pay well, so men would be taking a big pay cut to take a lot of these jobs. And they also are stigmatized as women's work. Men don't see themselves as doing that kind of work.
Right. So going from a welder to being a home health care worker, apart from the pay cut, which would be real, there's this idea of what the kind of work a man does, I guess.
Exactly. A lot of these jobs are very hands-on care kind of jobs, you know, bathing, dressing, feeding, that kind of work. And we associate that kind of work with femaleness, and men are very reluctant to do it. In fact, we've seen very little movement of men into these jobs, even though there's been a lot of growth and high demand for these workers.
Now, looking at what we used to picture as men's work or women's work, we've seen women make a lot of inroads, maybe not to the point of equality, into professions like medicine, the law. There's still high tech, maybe is another story, at least according to a lot of reports out. Have we seen, first, is that true? And then second, have we seen any movement in the other direction, men coming into the traditionally women's jobs?
Very little. So we've seen a lot of occupations become feminized, meaning they went from being primarily male-dominated to now having many of the workers be women, if not the majority. So we could think of pediatricians. Used to be male-dominated. Now most pediatricians are women. But there are a few examples of occupations becoming masculinized or being majority female and then becoming dominated by men. However, we have seen some growth in certain occupations in the healthcare sector where men have started to go into these occupations. So an example would be nurse anesthetists. It's the highest paying nurse specialty, and about 40% of nurse anesthetists are men. That didn't used to be the case. So men have clearly decided this is a good occupation. The work is not that stigmatized, and so they are going into that occupation.
When we look at the jobs that are, again, I'm talking broad strokes here, but jobs that are pictured as traditionally male and traditionally female, is it the norm that the traditionally female jobs get paid less?
Yes, definitely. Women's work, jobs that are done by mostly women pay less than jobs that are dominated by men. A quick example would be to compare a nursing assistant to a construction worker. A nursing assistant would make about $10 an hour, maybe 12 if they're lucky, while a construction worker could easily make $18 or $20 an hour, perhaps even more. Both jobs require very little training after high school. Both are very physically demanding jobs, but the pay is dramatically different.
Now, what's up with that? Is that a sexism thing? Men's work is viewed as more important and therefore paid better? Or is this something about the men's jobs came about in a time of unionization, so there was an upward wage pressure where maybe for women that didn't happen? What's the story behind that?
Well, I think both of those things are probably true. We undervalue women's work. We assume that that women don't need as much money as men. They're not compensated. Their skills aren't recognized at the same level of compensation. But I think you're right to point out that a lot of men's, a lot of the higher wages in men's occupations were gained through union organization and labor movements that we just haven't seen in the service sector. We haven't seen it in healthcare, and we haven't seen it in retail or food service either. So earlier you asked about what is the laid off factory worker to do. Part of what we may need is another labor movement in the service sector.
Talking to sociologist Jeanette Dill from the University of Akron, talking about trends in gender and work, men's work, women's work, how those views of those things may be changing, and what happens to especially those men with a high school level of education, where those higher paying, say, factory jobs aren't there in as great as numbers, largely because of automation. Jeanette, I read about an interesting phenomenon when men start to enter into the traditionally women workplaces. They get often paid more, promoted faster. I saw the phrase glass escalator, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the glass escalator is a term that's used to describe this phenomenon that when men go into female-dominated fields, like nursing or teaching, jobs that where the majority of workers are women, they tend to do really well. They are more likely to be promoted. They usually earn wages that are higher than their female counterparts. And so instead of being limited in those jobs, they actually experience a boost or a ride up, which is why it's called the glass escalator.
Looking at the future of work a little bit, the men's jobs, the factory jobs and things like that, is there a sense that, hey, maybe they're going to come back, this problem will sort itself out? Or do we need to start changing our attitudes toward what is men's labor and women's labor?
Well, I think it's pretty unlikely that those manufacturing jobs are going to come back. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But I do think we will see some shifts around what is men's considered to be men's labor and what's considered to be women's labor. Research that I've done has found that there are some segments of the healthcare sector where we're starting to see quite a few more men. So jobs that have a technical dimension, jobs that are less hands-on but often use some kind of technology, are attractive to men. And we're seeing a big boost in the number of men that are going into these jobs, jobs like radiology technicians or surge techs or ultrasound techs or EMTs, respiratory therapists. These kinds of jobs that are not quite as stigmatized are attractive to men, and So I think we might start seeing a shift there.
But are we going to end up in a place where instead of maybe the men having a little higher paid job, the women having a little lower paid job, we're going to end up with everybody in service and healthcare jobs that are lower paying? I mean, everybody who doesn't have that more advanced training?
Yeah. A lot of economists and sociologists are arguing that we've entered sort of a new era of polarization where we have a lot of good jobs and a lot of bad jobs and not a lot in between. I would like to hope, as I said earlier, that we'll start to see some more labor organization in the service sector that will start to make some changes in the wages that people receive.
And just briefly, as we wrap up, what are the jobs that we're seeing the big growth in? And again, these are mostly ones traditionally associated with women.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Healthcare occupations have high growth. Nursing has had strong growth for a very long time, but also jobs that support other occupations like physical therapy assistants or occupational therapy assistants, and then also jobs that provide a lot of the hands-on care for activities of daily living. Things like home health aides are always in high demand, nursing assistants. Because we have an aging population, people are living longer with more chronic illnesses, there's a high demand for that kind of care.
We'll leave it there for now. Jeanette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We've been talking to Jeanette Dill. She's a sociologist at the University of Akron, talking about the challenges facing men in the current economy and attitudes by gender toward different kinds of jobs in the modern day economy.
Coming up after the news, we'll take a look at President Trump's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.